Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Snow. 25 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. 23 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. 25 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. 24 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
November 8, Bob and Carolee, NAPC.
KBU Zero DCO.
November 8th, Papa Charlie, 8 APC.
Yeah, N8PC, KB0DCO. How copy?
Sounds perfect to me. I ain't got no problem on audio.
Okay, great. Yeah, I was going to test it with a few other people just to make sure how things were working. And so, yeah, they weren't too happy with me, so I tried to do what I needed to do to get it fixed. And so it sounds like she's working great. That's what we needed to know. Okay, I'll catch you a little bit later. Thanks for the test. KB0DCO.
Not a problem. Glad to help out whenever I can. November 8th, Papa Charlie, NAPC in Findlay, Ohio.
Okay, 7 carriers. KB 0 DCO clear.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. 24 degrees.
WAW, AB8 here.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. 24 degrees.
W8FU, AB8P.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees.
Can't be any well monitoring.
KE0QYOCQ, KE0QYOCQ. KE0QYO listening. KE0QYO listening.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. 23 degrees.
Can't hear you well.
WAW, AB8 here.
Good
Cap 80 well. Cap 80 well.
Good evening, 1800 hours. 23 degrees.
KW0 monitoring. Yeah, pretty well. Monitoring station, how you doing?
I guess I'm fair for square. And what about you?
Oh, I'm doing just dandy here. Just enjoying the rest of my evening here and having a little cigar and enjoying the snow falling. That's all I'm doing. How about you?
Well, I've been out there not too long ago. Got home. I'm a bachelor now. And sometime I go out to eat. I decide to go to Big Boy, give me something, and then come back.
You're coming in pretty rough there, but I heard you're going to Big Boy, and I'd like to go to Big Boy and give me a Slim Jim. That's what I would like.
That's what I got when I was at Big Boy. My head kind of swinging around, so I might be kind of in and out. I went there and got me had a taste for a Big Boy sandwich and a Slim Jim, so I got both of them without the fries. I don't need that. And cherry pie. Delicious.
Oh yeah, the Big Boy pies, yeah. You gotta get a pie when you're there, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of rough. Just repeat it way east. I'm way on the west side, I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Just heard that last transmission. Can't hear you well.
NAWGL. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We got a little bit early for the winter, aren't we?
I would say it's about normal. No. Winter. It's December. Well, tomorrow will be December. It's winter. We're all right.
According to Alexa, she said first day of winter is December 21st.
Well, that is technically true, but historically, you know, snow's been flying here in mid or lower Michigan. I don't know where you're at, but I'm in mid Michigan, but winter is, winter starts about, this is very normal, so light dusting, you know, quarter inch, an inch, inch and a half, whatever, that's all normal. It's good.
Good, okay, good. I'm in Detroit, Michigan. You said you're in Michigan?
I'm here in, Birch Run, which is between Flint and Saginaw.
Where are you coming through?
I hope so, because I'm pretty much on top of this repeater that's here, so.
I forgot this repeater is linked up there in Flint, Michigan and all up there. Man, you sound good. Sound like you were right down here.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of linked ones in here in this one. I think this is they call them the FBI repeaters, or that's what they call them, but no, you're sounding really good. You're coming in solid.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going through a flying deer repeater, I believe. over there on the east side. I'm in the west side of Detroit, so. All right. Well, you, it's probably more colder up there where you at than it is down here in Detroit. So, you said Michigan, huh? Midland, I think you said Midland, Michigan, or something like that. But, okay. Now I see what's going on.
Bertrand, yeah, I call it Mid-Michigan because that's the computer I'm coming in on, but I'm in Bertrand, which is between Flint and Saginaw, so it's kind of Mid-Michigan, but yeah, they're linked up there down to the FBI repeaters, so yeah, you're coming in solid into those ones.
Roger, okay. Well, all right. Well, I can see where it's probably snowing up there. We had little flurries down here, but probably nothing like up there where y'all at there. Okay. You know, I was born and raised in Detroit, so Michigan. And I always said I want to get up to the Mackinac. Every year I'm going to get up there. And next thing you know, another year passed by.
Well, you should get up there. It's an awesome place. Good place, the Mackinac. That's a great place to be. No, I don't think the weather is really that much different here than it is where you're at. It might be just a couple degrees colder, and maybe just a little bit more snow on average. But right now, the snow is just kind of spitting down, and you're kind of flurries, a little bit more than flurries, but it's snowing a little bit, but I like it. I like the snow.
To tell you the truth, I like the four seasons, too. You get tired of, you know, summertime. I be waiting for summertime, and I like, woof, I can't wait till summer comes. Then when summer comes, it'll be so hot, can't come out until around 6 in the evening. So I'd be glad when it's gone so the fall of the year can come in and I can, you know, only thing I don't like about the fall of the year, I got to get all them leaves up. Other than that, the weather's perfect.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Yeah, I'm a cold weather guy. I like the cold weather. I like the snow. My wife wants to, yeah, she's like, let's go to Florida or something. I'm like, no. I don't know. No, I don't want to go someplace hot and humid. It's already humid here. I don't want to get hot on top of that.
Yeah, it could be that way in the summertime, but like I said, if you go in there and you got some air conditioning, like I got central air, I wait till 6 o'clock in the evening come, and I come out and sit on the porch or whatever, I'm good. Yes, sir, I'm all right then. That's for sure there. But, I retired from General Motors, and I had a superintendent that was originally from Florida, and he came up here and, you know, became our superintendent up here at General Motors. And he's been up here for a while, and then he said he was used to the weather down in Florida. But then he went back to visit, and he said he came off, got off that plane, and he said the air almost choked him to death. It was so hot.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, my dad's retired General Motors. Retired in 1999, General Motors. And my brother is actually retired General Motors as well. He just retired 2 years ago. So... yeah, I'm not a General Motors guy. I'm an IT guy. I do work for IT stuff, but yeah, I respect the work.
Yeah. Well, I put 3 months from having 40 years with General Motors. I don't know how I made it, because it was rough. It was rough. But I'm loving retirement now. Like about Social Security and pension, and kids are grown, and all I got to do is play radio.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, my dad got a little upset because he retired General Motors in 1989, and then when the 2007 stuff came, they took his permanent health care away, and you know, that kind of stuff, and the pension got cut in half, and got pushed to the quote old GM, you know, so he got really pissed off. He got really mad. He only buys Jeeps now. He only buys Chrysler products now. He won't buy a General Motors product anymore.
Yeah, a lot of General Motors have pissed off a lot of employees and other people. I don't know. I don't think that's a good thing to do when you're trying to sell cars and stay competitive with the company. But, oh well. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Well, I'm through with them. So that's what I do, is just sit back and relax and enjoy. Hey, you don't live in the Flint area, do you?
Well, I'm not in the Flint area, but I'm in Birch Run, just north of Flint.
Yeah, well, I was looking for the guy that I know lives in Flint, Otis, W-O-J-E. I always catch him up on 40 meters. Haven't heard him in a while. So, I don't know. I got to find out what's up with him.
Well, I'm just a new guy, so I'm fairly recent. I just got a ticket here. I'm just a lowly technician, so yeah, I don't know anything about that, but
oh, what is your call?
KFADYL Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Yankee Lima.
Oh, brother, talking about new. Oh, man. I didn't realize it. KFA. Did you say KFA or KEA?
KFA Kilo Foxtrot 8. Yeah. It's April. So they're doing KFA B's now. So I guess I'm not that new, but. No, I'm pretty new. I'm new. I know it.
Oh, yeah, you're pretty new. That was KFA. Yeah, you're pretty new there. I got my one friend involved in ham. K-E-A-D-K-P, K-E-A-D-K-P. And yeah, I got him to take that exam. And he took his in January of 2016. So I guess that's a while now.
Yeah, well, we got to keep them coming, right? So, I mean, nobody told me. I just kind of happened into it. So, here I am.
Yeah, do you have a computer?
Well, I'm an IT guy, so I hope so.
Do you have EchoLink in your computer?
I do not have EchoLink. I have not installed it, but I've thought about it.
I don't think do it. It's free. You talk to hams all over the world. I got it in my computer and my telephone. I got an Android phone, and when I was in the Philippines, I was talking back here to the guys on Clarkson Machine and down in the Detroit area. When I was in the Philippines, but of course I had to wait 12 hours because the Philippines is 12 hours ahead of us.
Yeah, I'm well aware of EchoLink. I've been hesitant to do that for some reason. I don't know. I'm an IT guy. I've been an IT guy since the 90s, and I don't know. I don't think EchoLink is anything nefarious, but I'm just. I want to do the radio. I don't want to do the computer thing.
Well, okay, I understand. I mean, you know, to each his own. I mean, we got so many different roads to choose. But I'm into it all. You know, anything about ham radio, I'm into it, no matter what. The digital, I got DMR, D-Star, Fusion. I'm into all that stuff.
Yeah, I actually bought a TYT, what is it, 9600 or something? I bought a TYT radio that does the digital, at least their version of it, or I think it's only one version of it. I haven't taken it out of the box yet. I'm just, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just going to do this. I got so many other things. I'm trying to build a house up north. I'm trying to get some stuff done with my business. I'm just, I'll get to it, but maybe not right now.
Oh, well, no hurry. I just thought maybe I would mention it, just in case you didn't know anything about it. But, as I look at it, I don't care what kind of communication we got between each other by,
KF8AYL, monitoring. KF8AYL, monitoring. The last station that transmitted was not coming in.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Well, I heard that station. Your audio is really low, but I heard you. A lot of background noise, and your audio is really low, but you're coming in.
Just got a little.
Well, it could be me, but the audio seems, I can hardly make you out.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees.
Yeah, very well.
WAFU, ABPR, Round Sean.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy, 22 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy, 23 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy, 23 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 22 degrees.